Hello and welcome back to the Weird and Proud podcast. It's Sam and
James.
Nailing it every time. Now, what do you guys think about that?
You did. You crushed that.
I've been crushing it. I have been crushing it.
I couldn't even like come up with something witty to say because of how good that was. I was so focused on what was going on.
Hopefully, you guys are watching the YouTube and you're seeing James' gorgeous outfit.
And I hope that my shirt and short combo did not distract you from that.
I am a little distracted with just how much leg you're giving off to right now.
The swim trunks.
It's a lot of thigh. It's a lot of thigh. It's bright. He's wearing an orange Hawaiian shirt and lobster shorts.
Light blue lobster shorts with orange lobsters on them.
Orange, it does match. I'll give you that.
It matches. This is an outfit.
Yeah.
This is an experience.
Now, it is an experience.
There's a reason that I'm wearing it, of course.
For what?
It's we lost a great, great human this weekend.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about that. Do you want to give your condolences to the Buffett family?
I was a Parrothead. I'm a huge Jimmy Buffett fan.
Okay.
I've seen him live.
Where does Parrothead come from when they talk
That's
about?
Like, it's like being a Swiftie.
Right, but like Swiftie makes sense because Taylor Swift, Swiftie. But like Parrothead, like did he wear parrots on his head?
So Jimmy, you know what? I don't think it came from him wearing parrots on his head, but just that island vibe. Like that was
vibes,
Jimmy Buffett.
Island vibes.
If, you know, we talk about vibes all the time. There was a vibe with Jimmy Buffett. Like even reading some of the Sammy Hagar, you know, gave a post about when he... But when Jimmy Buffett died, and it said something along the lines of, you were the guy that could go on stage in your swimming trunks with a torn T-shirt.
Yep.
And you'd still That's go to a fancy restaurant in the same exact outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love how some old white guy became the island vibes.
And that's what he was. He was Jimmy Buffett.
Interesting. Yes. R.I.P. Jimmy Buffett. What a tragedy. We still don't know how he died.
I didn't see exactly.
Yeah, they didn't say, but he was like, what, 70-something?
76.
Yeah.
His two concerts were outside of course, Taylor Swift.
Obviously.
I would never say anything,
yeah,
obviously.
No. Yeah, watch your words.
Best live concerts I've ever been to.
I know. I really had always wanted to go to a Jimmy Buffett concert. Very sad that I won't be able to, but his legacy lives on anytime we say, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. You know, because that was like his saying.
Yes.
That was like his thing.
That was the thing.
I have been to one of his restaurants. We've also gone to his airport residence.
The Margaritaville.
Yep, the Margaritaville.
Which might be considered, because of his restaurants, I think that it's been called the most profitable song of all time.
Margaritaville?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
Just
makes
because,
sense.
Just because, yeah.
That makes sense. Hello, everyone. Hope you're having a great Labor Day weekend. This is going to come out on Labor Day, so hope you're just laboring the weekend away. What? I always like wonder this too, like Labor Day weekend, like are we celebrating labor? Like what are we celebrating?
That's a great question.
I know.
Maybe I should have looked that one up to fact check myself. I'm going to let you fact check me on this one. I think we actually are celebrating taking a break from labor. I think it was a national holiday that they put in place.
It should be anti-Labor Day.
Because there's really, so if you think about it this way, there's national holidays that are kind of recognized through business, like the traditional 9-to-5, which doesn't even exist anymore, basically.
Well, that's exactly what it is.
Yep.
It's the first Monday in September to honor and recognize the American labor movement.
Yep.
Ew, I don't want to celebrate that. I'm not celebrating labor. Like, yay. Like, I'm so glad we all have to, like, work and
but
grind for the man.
Let's celebrate all those people that did build this for us.
Yeah, fuck them.
It's a day off.
That's a horrible idea.
To a lot of
people. Why couldn't it have been 4 days? A 4-day week.
Should have been.
Why couldn't we have worked like 10 to 3?
Should have been.
So I'm not celebrating. I will not celebrate. I will not show my support. I am
How are you
anti-labor.
Against Labor Day all of a sudden?
Because I didn't know. You think about it, and I don't know what I thought. Like, Veterans Day, veterans. Memorial Day.
Parrothead wouldn't talk like this.
I think Parrothead would be on my side and say, yeah, fuck the labor. Oh, Whose idea was this?
Parrotheads are way against
Eight,
labor.
9-to-5 job? Ew. Who decided that? Whoever it is, they're dead to me. But it has been observed for 141 years. So that's like kind of interesting. The hard-won achievements of American labor. Ew. That sucks. What a horrible holiday. Why can't it just be happy? We're celebrating happiness and love and light and weed. We should have, oh, 420. Never mind. You know what? Anyways, happy day. Because
happy
I
Labor Day
recognize.
To those that want to recognize it with me.
No.
Put a Hawaiian shirt on.
Put your lobster
put
shorts
some Jimmy
on.
Buffett
show
on.
Some thigh. Get out there.
Yeah. A little
get on
shy,
out there.
Little
drink
thigh,
some more
little calf.
Vodka sodas. James did have some more vodka sodas last night. Let it be known.
A lot of them.
He was trying to go to the club.
I still can't say that properly.
To the club. I know. Say the club.
Club.
See, he can't say. He says club.
I don't know why.
Club. You can't say it. Anyways, RIP Jimmy Buffett. Happy day off. And hope you guys are having a great week. We have a new segment for this show that we're going to try to bring into the fold. We're going to see how it goes. But everyone does love. Well, I wouldn't say everyone. But for the most part, people have shown support for your little facts, your little stories. And of course, something that you're very passionate about and something that you love is science. Wait, not yet. Don't jump in yet. I know you're getting ready to give your speech. So James is going to do, it's not even really science, but like just like a nerd. It should be like James Nerd Corner.
There we go. Because this one isn't necessarily science that I did today.
Yeah, right. But just like interesting like facts.
Part two.
What?
We need an intro song for this.
Well, that's on you because it's your thing. So you got to think about it. What would your song be for James Nerd Corner?
Probably something with a Jimmy Buffett background this week.
Yeah. Like what? Like Nerds in Paradise.
There, that's good. Go with it. Come on. Keep going. I want to hear more about Nerds in Paradise.
That's literally the only line I know.
Oh, that's
that song.
A great vacation. Nerds in Paradise.
Nerds in Paradise.
That just sounds wonderful.
But we do have some, you know, a little James update corner that we're adding to the list. And then we also have, of course, some weird news. I also have something really weird for you guys to watch that I have been obsessed with. And then, of course, we have some weird secrets. So it's going to be a great show. And James, you want to get us kicked off on your, hold on, Nerds in Paradise. He was looking at him and he was wearing his shorts. And he's got on his Hawaiian shirt because he's fucking weird. And also, we went to Bass Pro Shops, or we drove by a Bass Pro Shops today.
If
and
I
he
could
said,
get all my clothes at Bass Pro Shops,
he said,
I would.
Can we get some new clothes there for me? And I said, fuck that. And I said, I'll drop you off there and then I'll never pick you back up and you can walk home. So James, what have you been working so hard on?
So we were going to do a few things. We could have done the most recent,
like science. And we were going to talk about the moon,
the blue moon, which
I was like, isn't really that exciting,
which isn't actually blue, but a super blue moon means it's the third full moon of a month. And this time of year, because of we're going through some changing of the seasons.
Third moon of the month?
The third full moon of the month.
There's
the
three
cycle.
Full moons in a month?
There were three full moons in August.
What?
Yeah, the first one was August 1st, so timing.
I thought
of
there
the
was one
the
full
month.
Moon a month.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. It's part of the reason it was called a super blue moon. Mm. And again, this isn't the Science Corner. We were going to do that, but now that we're talking
well,
about
I
it.
Well, I know.
So the super moon is partially, it's just that the moon is like 7% closer to the earth, and you're like 7%, that's not very much. Well, when it's like a hundreds and hundreds of thousands of miles away,
that
7%
seems,
is a lot.
Yeah.
So the moon looks 7%, maybe it's not 7% closer. Oh boy, I might have even misstep my
fact check him. Fact check him.
It looks 7% bigger, so yep. That's why we saw such a big
huge
moon. Yep.
And interesting. So
the super blue moon is because I believe, again, it's the third one of the month, and it's just that much closer.
Yeah.
But it's not actually blue.
It's too bad we never walked on the moon, because I would have been loved to, like, hear, like, what the moon is like.
So we have walked on the moon.
No, we haven't. Selfie.
Absolutely. India just landed on the moon.
It was a conspiracy.
India, so another fact, since we're not doing James's facts, there is actually, India just landed on the south pole of the moon and was able for the first time ever to take the temperature on the south pole of the moon.
How do we know? That's right. How do we know that's true? AI can do so much these days. Like, I don't believe anything. I don't believe any of it.
God help us all. This is exactly.
I don't believe it. Prove it.
Bring
me back a moon rock.
These you believe
until
in,
I can touch a
you
moon
believe
rock.
In
actually, I don't
aliens,
know.
But you don't.
Yeah,
believe
because
we
they're literally
the
here walking among us. So like I've seen it, but I've never seen anyone really.
Even though one of the strongest parts of the alien conspiracy theory is that Neil Armstrong saw them while on the moon.
Was he on the moon though, or was he just like about to go on the moon?
James's science corner has taken an awful turn.
Yeah, it's just gonna be us arguing.
Oh, so much misinformation.
Okay. Anyways, moon.
We were gonna talk
it.
About
but
the
we
blue
were
moon.
Gonna do it. We've already have. Now that we have.
Now we got to talk about India landing on the moon because that was what I considered. I thought that was really cool.
Don't
actually.
Believe it, but cool.
And India actually also now they are trying to go to the sun, which is 93 million
like a great
miles away.
Idea.
It's a long ways away. It takes
yeah,
8 minutes for light to get it from the sun.
Yeah,
that's
have
gonna
fun.
Be. That is a big one. So
go to the moon. Go to the sun. Great.
So totally off topic then.
Okay. Yes. So what did we decide on?
I found a fun website that defines phrases that are often misunderstood, right? Or we don't know where they come from. So in honor of Jimmy Buffett and talking about drinking this weekend,
yep.
We're going to explore Three Sheets to the Wind.
Three Sheets to the Wind. Yeah. What does that mean?
Where the hell did that come from?
Where the hell did
Do you know
it
what
from?
It means?
There's not one, not two, but three sheets.
So what if somebody said, you're three sheets
you're
to
drunk.
The wind? Yep, right. So extremely inebriated.
Let me just guess.
Okay, go.
So you're hanging up your clothes on the hanger outside. Is this close?
You're so close.
Really? So you're hanging up your clothes hangers, because I'm trying to think, like, what would the sheets be doing in the wind? And you're so drunk and fucked up that like you fall into the sheets and you're like, woohoo, sheets, I'm in the wind.
I may have lied to you. You weren't close at all.
Okay, great. What
so Three Sheets to the Wind does actually come from sailing lingo. And I'd like
sailing
to test your dad on this one.
Lingo.
I think your dad would get this one like right away. Okay. I give Lee Ramsdell would get this.
Probably.
Surprisingly, it doesn't originate with drunken sailors, nor the sails themselves, which to many of us look like sheets. The sheets are actually ropes that lower the corner of the sails on a ship. And if you have one of these that isn't holding on to the sail can be a little loose. But if all three of them are really loose, the sails just like
crazy.
Everything's going crazy.
Oh,
the boat
so
can go.
It's a sailing term.
So in the 1800s, sailors might refer to someone who's really drunk and kind of stumbling around as being three sheets to the wind.
Wow. Fascinating. It is always interesting how term like phrases like that stay.
We got
for
a
years
bunch
and
more.
Years and years. Yeah, James has like a whole list.
To
so we're going to like have him do
oh,
one week.
I can't wait.
And I feel like that is just like a little interesting fact for, you know, combos for.
And every week I will also remind people that we actually have been to the moon. I'm just going to say
allegedly.
That every week from
and
now
I'm going
to
say, allegedly.
Oh, my God.
So they say.
I'm so glad it's football season.
Shut up about football. If I have to hear the word football one more time, you're sleeping outside with Prue.
Football.
No, I would never Prue. By the way, to any of the ladies out there, actually, there are some ladies that are obsessed with football. For to any of the peoples out there whose significant other is obsessed with fantasy football and football, God bless you. I'm here with you. I feel you. You are seen. You are heard. Because I quite literally cannot handle any more football talk. And the season has not even started yet.
I would like to use this as a just for the court if they need to
for
hear about
court.
It.
Great. Here
if
go.
I go missing in any way, shape, or form this football season,
yep.
Look at her. That's
yeah,
where
no,
you start
sure.
the investigation.
I've like kind of thought about how I would, if I needed to murder you.
I know you've thought about this so often. So,
but I think I would poison you. So if
that's
if
the
he,
most common way women do it. That's way too predictable.
I know, but like there are some things like they can't find on blood work.
I know.
You know, like, or like you're always doing weird shit, like you know, but not too weird. I don't know. Maybe you went on a walk and you just I don't know never came back. Have you thought about how you kill me?
Never.
Liar.
The world would be worse without you.
Oh, wow. Way to make me look like an asshole.
One thing I'm good at.
Anyway, so that was a little from James. Say thank you, James.
Thank you, James.
What was that?
Football.
Shut up. Kidding. Okay, so for some weird news today. You know, I always love when another topic comes up. And I kind of went down a little bit of a rabbit hole on this. But we got another nudist article, okay? So this article is titled, My Husband and I Opened a Hotel for Nudists. And, I mean, I'm wondering if these people were friends with the people who went on the nude cruise. Because very similar vibes, you know? Like, they found, like, it gives them so much confidence. They found that, like, you know, they love themselves more. But basically, they've traveled all over and looked for the best places for nudism. And they say it's the UK. They've been to France. They've been to Spain. They've been to US.
When I think hot, naked bodies, I think UK.
Do you?
No. I love our UK listeners out there. So sorry. But
yes. No, of course. But they basically have a boat. So it's like a big boat that they like rent out. So it is kind of like a cruise, actually, funny enough. Wait, so these guys should get.
So it's not a hotel. It's a cruise.
Right. It's a boathouse. It doesn't float, but it doesn't like go.
You said it's similar vibes.
I know. I don't know if it is the same.
We should introduce them at least.
We should get them together. Yeah. But the amenities include, once you're aboard, home cooked meals as well as massages and yoga. Who wants a naked on naked massage from a weird old lady? And they said,
hey, to any weird old ladies that are massage therapists that are listening to this,
it's going to be okay.
You're fine.
And they say, we don't find it hard sharing and they say on boat too, it's kind of like a bed and breakfast. We don't find it hard sharing the boat with guests because we all have common interests. They call it naturism. So, so basically you can come stay at this boat in the UK. It doesn't say where in the UK. I should find where it is though, because,
you know what's funny about
we
naturism?
Should maybe look into it. What?
Just because now you got me on the science. The science brain is kicking in.
Yeah, what about it?
We did recently find that humans probably started wearing shoes, meaning putting clothes on, about 150,000 years ago.
So for 150,000 years?
150,000 years ago, they found evidence.
But the Bible
that humans started
created.
Using shoes. How is that possible? I get it. 6,000 years old.
Yeah.
I understand. I think that they were just bad at math in those times. So.
Okay, got it.
We're still not on the metric system here, so we don't
like
really know.
But like clothes, meaning like sometimes they put a leaf on their wiener and say
they
covered.
Were wearing shoes at the time.
Oh.
150,000 years ago.
Well, that makes sense. Shoes. That makes sense.
Can you wear shoes on the boat?
Can I wear shoes on a boat?
On the naked boat.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
See, that would be the first thing I would want to be naked with is barefoot.
Well. That's not being naked. It's not wearing shoes, you ding dong.
You can't be naked if you're wearing shoes.
Well, anyways, I know the next question you're going to ask me is, Sam, that sounds so fun, but the UK is so far away. How do we go nude closer to home? And that's great because you know what? I found 6 places you can get legally naked in New York near us. Okay? So there's a place called Naked in Motion. In Manhattan, you can participate in yoga, Pilates. You can do, like, they have all sorts of, like, different, like, workouts, like naked workouts, bar. You can lounge around. So if we wanted to go to Naked in Motion, we could do that. There's a nudist park, Empire Haven Nudist Park. It's, 97 acres. You can have, like, a cat. You can have, like, your
what?
RV. Like, there are cabins you can rent out. And there's hot tubs, pools, yeah. And it says, come experience the fun, the freedom, the relaxation, and friends at Empire Haven. It sounds like these are like all like swingers. There's also Bear Lake Nudist Club. There's like, there's literally kind of a lot. In 1999, New Jersey passed a law that allows New Jersey, I think they're like New Jersey. Oh, this place is in New Jersey. But this is a beach in New Jersey. Gunnison Beach. In 1999, New Jersey passed a law that allows certain beaches, if it's like labeled, if it's like labeled, and it's technically like, it can't be like a public beach, obviously. It has to be like a private.
Okay.
And then like you can like invite people on this like nudist beach. But yeah, Gunnison is the one of the like legal nude beaches near us. If we want to go to a nude beach, do you want to? Would you ever go?
Can I take my shoes off?
James, you can take everything off. You could wear, you, what you should do is we should turn that Hawaiian top into a crop top and then you go naked everywhere else. What do you think?
Sounds like a Tuesday.
Sounds like a freaking Tuesday. So anyways, yeah, just like look up near you because there are a lot of nude places that we could go. And like, this is a like kind of becoming a thing. I mean, people are basically walking around naked in these, some of these outfits anyways, you know?
True.
Free your labias. Free your areolas. Your areolas. Free your butthole. I mean, they say you can sun your butthole.
It's areola. It's basically air. Be right. In the air with it.
It's basically being in the air.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's how the word areola came from. In fact.
I'm sure it did.
So anyways, so that's just a little weird news story for you. And I urge you to look up where nudist parks are around you. And maybe just check it out. You know, see what the kids are up to. In other news, I have to talk about this, and I've been like talking about this nonstop with you. And this is something that many of you guys might already know. This channel has been around apparently for like over 10 years, 10, 15 years. But there's a YouTube channel called White Underbelly. Okay.
You are.
That I have discovered. And it came from a couple gummies and a late night rabbit hole. Where I started just wanting to learn about Appalachia, the Appalachian Mountains region, where there's just like a lot, kind of like some spooky stuff that goes on there. There's a lot, you know, of course, with these huge mountains, there's these caves and all these like urban legends. And so it started there of like urban legends. And then it turned into like learning more about the area and just like how the opioid epidemic has hit. And then it turned into going to White Underbelly. And if you know, you know. But basically, it's a YouTube channel where this guy goes and interviews and, like, finds, like, basically the crazy, not even crazy, but, like, odd, I forget how he describes it. It's not, like, lower, not, like, trying to say, like, lower class, but, like, it's just, like, humans that you wouldn't even know exist or you wouldn't even know what their true story is. And, I mean, you could spend literally years going through. Now he has, I think he said like over 1,000 interviews up on this page, but it's like literally the craziest. And people, again, that like most of society would kind of look down upon, like he interviews some pimps and prostitutes and drug dealers, and like he, and they tell like their true story, and it's crazy. But his biggest, most popular series that went like super viral was when he went, I think it's technically in West Virginia, but it's the Whitakers, and it is an inbred family that has been inbred since the 1800s, and literally this family has come from, like, a brother and sister. Like, it's, like, the most, like, pure, like, genealogy family. Like, it's literally, like, and the, it was, like, the, it's hard to describe. And like they do describe it in a lot of the videos. Like he'll show like their genealogy tree and like how it's all broken down. But like it almost started from identical twins who, like, brother and sister who are identical, had babies, and then their babies had babies with each other, and then their babies had babies for over the last 100 years plus. So you can imagine what these people are like, you know? And I mean, most of them don't even speak, like, or they can't speak like words. Like, it's normally like sounds. Like, one of them, they have dogs. So, like, one of them barks like a dog. You know, he almost sounds like one of the dogs. And it just is so interesting. And you're just like, I never knew that there were still people like this out there that exist. You know, this is like, he still like does updated videos with them. I actually just saw that he, like, took them to the fair. You know, like, he kind of, like...
Oh, cool.
And he... What I think is cool, too, is that, like, he does help these people out. Like, as part of his channel, he'll do, like, a GoFundMe for the family. And most of the time, like, they don't really want anything. Like, most of it's, like, going towards, like, you know, because they live in like these shacks. It's going towards like a new roof or like food, or, you know, a lot of these people also don't even like, they don't have jobs, like they can't work. So they literally get paid by the government. I think he said like the entire family makes like $12,000 a year.
A few thousand dollars to them is everything.
But
and
like,
that's a good thing.
That's like, you know, they really don't have obviously many bills.
And you've been talking about this a lot, and you did show it to me, and I saw it. And here's the thing I think that.
Soft white underbelly is what it's called. I'm sorry. All of a sudden, I keep calling it white underbelly, and it's soft white underbelly. Right?
Here's the part that I thought was coolest about how he did it.
Yeah.
He did it in a very classy way and gave these, they're people.
Yeah, he humanized them.
He gives them dignity.
Soft
white. Like, that's the important thing is to remember. It's stuff we probably can't even fathom that actually exists.
Yeah,
people
that really.
But he does. He gives them dignity and shows.
Yeah, he's not rude about it.
Nope, he's not making fun of them on camera. Yeah. Like, it's very.
He's very respectable.
To just tell their story.
Yeah, he just genuinely is curious about what they do. And it's wild. Like, it is. That's probably one of the craziest things I've seen. And of course, I become obsessed with this whole channel. So if you want to go down like the craziest rabbit hole, and it's also like really, really sad. And like, you know, like I was telling you too, you know, a lot of times, you know, these other interviews that he does, he literally will go to Skid Row and he'll interview people off the street. Like, he'll bring them in to, you know, he pays them and is like, hey, I want to interview for my channel. And he brings them to the studio and they tell their story. And just these stories are heartbreaking. And like the mindset of these people, and you're like, okay, no wonder they like can't get a job, you know, like all this trauma, all like their you know, like how they even look at themselves, like they have no self-worth. Like, one of these girls like refers to herself as a clone, and like she just is like an object. Like, that's really what she thinks of herself. And it's really eye-opening. It is educational. It's sad. It's crazy. You won't be able to stop watching. So if you want, you know, a little something to keep you busy, Soft White Underbelly is what it's called. And apparently it's called Soft White Underbelly because he was like saying, like, his dad used to use these terms. You know, it's just like a soft white underbelly of an animal. It's like you see all these great things up top, like the fur and their head and their tail, but it's like the white underbelly. I don't know. He describes it.
What's the vulnerability?
Yeah, the vulnerable part of humans, of mammals in general. So definitely check that out. It's wild. If you really like want to watch some wild stuff, you should watch those videos. And let me know what you think, because I don't know if how many people I know have like watched these videos. I'm curious like who else has watched these.
What a great thing to donate $5 or $10 to, right? Jump in and give a little bit, like just to help.
Yeah,
other humans no reason.
Yeah. Yeah. He does a really good job. And he was too on Joe Rogan, which I was telling James. I'm like, I've like kind of had this new epiphany for Joe Rogan, because I never really listened to his stuff, but I was just so curious about this guy who was doing these videos and these interviews. I'm like, how does he find these people? You know, it's like, what is his relationship here? How did this start? And Joe Rogan does an interview. His name's Mark Laita, Laita. And he tells this whole story. He like started in marketing and like just wanted to do something completely different. And it's just a really, really cool, cool thing to listen to, not cool,
it is.
But you know, but it's just interesting, very interesting and weird, just how I like it. Anyway, so that's kind of just some updates from us. James, anything else that you're just like dying to tell the people about?
Did you want to talk about the zoo today?
Oh my God, we went to the zoo today. You know what? There's not a lot of things that like, you know, truly make me as happy as animals. And you, of course, and food.
The animals. It's the animals and food first. Let's not kid ourselves here.
But there is, if you're in Connecticut, we always forget, like, you know, also after I went to the San Antonio Zoo, I was like, I forget how fun zoos are. And now they're like really, zoos have had to like kind of adapt to the new world. So it's like, you know, there are all these photo opportunities and, you know, ways to interact and be engaged. And they do all these shows and stuff. And the Beardsley Zoo is the one we went to today. And it's in Bridgeport, Connecticut. It's like 30 minutes from where we live. And we totally forgot about it, but I just had seen something on social media that there were baby otters and baby spider monkeys. And I was like, James, we need to drop everything. It doesn't matter what plans we have today. We're going to see the baby spider monkeys and the baby otters. Plans. We had no plan. Spoiler alert.
We didn't drop anything. Plans.
We dropped absolutely nothing.
We dropped nothing.
And we went to see the babies. Oh my God, they were so cute. And we were talking to, like, what I love, you know, we've been trying to be really conscious about this, but, you know, what we love about the Beardsley Zoo is how much, like, you know, really the animals that they have there are, like, on a conservation.
May I read the mission?
Oh, is that what you did?
Yeah, that's what I pulled up.
Oh, that's so cute.
So yes, to chime in on what Sam said, you might not live in Connecticut. You might be in the UK with hot naked bodies.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Go to a zoo, but vet the zoo out. Make sure it's doing the right things for the planet.
Any of these animal type things. Like, even I was saying about I want to go to a, like a, you know, one of like the state fairs, you know, around here. And I was talking about like all the ones that are in Connecticut, and someone messaged me and they're like, you really don't want to go. So I,
some of
them,
yep.
Yeah, because they treat animals horrible. I'm like, oh shit, I didn't even think to look that up.
And we didn't, we were looking this up on the way because we already knew Beardsley Zoo was one of the good ones. Beardsley Zoo, Connecticut. Connecticut's Beardsley Zoo is dedicated to acquainting a diverse public to the delicate balance that exists between living things and their environment. Animal exhibits, plantings, graphics, and zoo programs are to be represented in such a manner as to give the visitor a sense of awareness and concern for the intricate beauty and fragility of our planet.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. They did a great job of it. And that's what I love about zoos. I love it when people, like, yes, you can say, oh, it's mean, the animals are caged. There's so many worse things that are happening that if this can be a safe spot for that particular animal to be, to educate us, the primary predators on the planet, to make us more aware, that's such a good thing.
Yeah, and a lot of them are, like, endangered. Like, they have a ton of endangered species there, and a lot of them are, they do breeding, you know, to literally, like, bring back the population.
And they, some of their money goes to that, but it's more the education of the less destruction we do to the earth, in a way, the better.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really, you know, even like everything they had set up, like learn about these animals, like what's going on, how they're being hurt, what we can do to help save these animals. And it was just really cool and highly recommend. But yeah, always check out before you go to like any type of like animal exhibit, always just like a quick Google search. You know, and you'll find out.
Where's their funding going?
Where? Yeah. What? There's the same thing. So there's this drive-through safari that I was like, oh, shit. I really, like, you know. It's like, oh, my God. I would love to go to a drive-through safari. It's at Six Flags.
Private equity, though.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I just did one Google search, and I was like, oh, we can't go here.
Nope.
You know, we can't support that.
That's just like I pictured us. Gosh, I hope that the horse people don't kill me from Central Park. I pictured us doing a Central Park horse ride someday, but you told me the first time we were there.
Never.
No,
never.
And I never would now that you told me. I didn't even realize that when we first moved here.
A lot of people just don't know. No. But yeah, anytime, some of these street performers too that like have like, you know, there's some people
animals,
that have money. Yeah, any type of animal, it's like, oh, I just don't know. Make sure they have a permit. Like there's just things that like, you know, just quick Google search.
When I see a homeless guy with their dog, they're getting a dollar. Every time.
Or like what we do too is go get dog food. Yeah. So you make sure that it's going towards the dog. Anyways, so that's just a little update in our world. We hope, you know, again, you're having a great end to the summer. And I think it would be just the perfect way to celebrate just a day, not labor, but just a day in general by doing some secrets. What do you think?
See, I need that much effort put into the science part.
I gotta like work on your science, like, cause you need like James Dreamer, the science guy.
It's gotta be super cheesy.
Yeah, like Bill Nye. Everyone literally, when you were talking about the moon the other night, and I'd post that, people were like, is he Bill Nye?
James
would literally peg Bill Nye.
Bill Nye is a hero to me.
Yeah, James would definitely
1,000,000%
be into that. Anyways, James, I think it's that time. And as a reminder, if you want to call in and leave us a weird secret, you can call in too.
SpeakPipe.
That's speakpipe.com/weirdandproudpod. It's an anonymous voicemail website. You basically press a button, record your secret up to a minute, 30 seconds. Always anonymous, of course, unless you
doesn't
but
have
otherwise,
to be anonymous.
But it doesn't have to be. Unless Bill Nye is listening out there. Bill Nye, if you're there, call us.
Oh, my God. Can
Could
I take
you
out? Oh, my God.
He would never, but it would just be that.
I would give that man such a big hug.
Literally, and a blowjob. Anyways.
Hug first.
Hug first, then a blowjob. All right, here we go with the first voicemail.
Hi, Sam and James. I love the podcast. Love you guys. I'm from South Africa, and I came to the States for the first time in my life a couple months ago. And I'm nearly 30 years old, and I found out that I had misheard the lyrics of the national anthem. So I had to Google why the whole of the US was singing Jose, Can't You See? And why you guys would dedicate your national anthem to a guy called Jose. I just thought it was some prolific historical figure that I knew nothing about. But yeah, I Googled it and I felt like an idiot. But anyway, go America. I love it here.
Go America. South Africa. First of all, love your accent. Love your accent.
Part two, can we come visit you?
Yeah, no, honestly, please. Can I come? Can I come pet all the animals in South Africa? That's literally my dream.
We would love to talk
about
that.
How does
it
feel to be living my dream? Why would you come to America from South Africa?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, yeah.
We just need an address. We'll be there.
We just need an address.
Do you think you might be stalked? Perhaps.
Perhaps. Turns out this isn't so anonymous.
Yeah, turns out we're going to do all the research on you, and we'll be there soon.
Be right there.
Part two.
Part two.
For you, go.
The only Jose I know is Jose Cuervo.
Jose Canseco.
Who's that?
Baseball player.
Oh. Jose, can you see? Like, that is, like, that makes sense.
I'm going to also give her kudos. There's just a part of that call that was just such a beautiful way to encompass what a different version of the weird and proud moment
might be. I love it.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's not pooping on someone. It's not, which we love those. Give us those.
Yes, we do love
We want all the poops. We want all the ghost stories.
Yeah.
But this was another example.
Just
a really great example of if you've had a dumb thought that you maybe were wrong on and you had to prove yourself wrong.
I also would love to know. I know there are some people who are not from the Americas on here. Well, not, you know what I mean? From the United States. Will you tell me, like, I'm also curious, like, if there's something that you always thought about Americans.
Oh, yes.
And, like, came and found out that that wasn't true.
Or are we bigger assholes than you thought originally?
Or was there something you're like, that's so weird
that
Americans do
that? Did you come here and you were just completely underwhelmed? Like, God, America sucks.
Like, what? Yeah, like, I'm really curious. That's, I would love to know that. So, if there's any UK, and if you are also from the UK, can you please go to the Naked Hotel, the floating hotel, and let us know how it is and invite us? That would also be lovely.
No, maybe if
lovely
you,
governor.
I could. I was just going to say, maybe if you did your UK accent.
If I did,
they
hello,
could understand
governor.
You. Yeah, there you go. They'll probably understand you better that way. That's perfect.
If you could invite us over there. Or, yeah, just let us know if there's
no,
something
go
weird.
Back to the UK accent. I want more.
I can't. It's
I
so bad.
More.
And people, they like, honestly, like, I think I get. Do you guys like when I do my accents or do you hate them? I think I already know the answer.
And
that's
for
why I don't
all
know.
Of you, the answer is yes. And if anyone says otherwise,
prepare to feel James' wrath
or
up his thighs.
Thunder thighs.
If his white, white thighs. Those need some sun, James. You need to lay out
sun.
For a little bit. Anyways, thank you so much for calling in. I can't believe South Africa. Oh my God.
That was
please,
a great call.
Can we please come over? To South Africa.
I just want to dive in a cage with a great white shark.
Yeah, James wants to, literally, that's his dream. He was like, can I please go swimming with a great white shark? I'm like, please, because then that's an easier way. That would be a great way for you to die.
Totally, because I talk about it so much.
I would just like grab
so
the key
much.
And unlock
yeah.
the cage.
You just might quick let the shark have access. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh. They got in there. That's crazy.
You're such a good actress. How are you going to fake being sad at my death? It's really going to test your acting skills.
I'll have to dig deep. I'll have to really dig deep.
It's going to test your acting. You'll be exhausted after that.
Thank you for calling in. That was a great secret. That was special. All right, James, are you ready for the next one?
Prepared.
Here we go.
Hey guys, love your podcast. It's the Shitty Paramedic here from Canada. If you know, you know. I have a quick story about Four Loko. My friends and I, every year, would go down to Ohio. We'd pull a trailer and do the campsite in Ohio at Cedar Point. And one game we'd like to play was called Four Loko Hands. So what we had to do was duct tape Four Loko to our hands in one hand, and then a beer or whatever other drink in the other hand. And you would be attached to someone else. And you couldn't do anything, really, because you had these drinks in your hand until you finished the drinks. So shit got wild. I don't even remember to tell you what happened, but it's a great game. I suggest you try.
So did you ever do that game?
So
not with Four Logos, but like with other with 40 like hands?
Edward 40
ounces.
Hands?
Yeah.
Edward 40 Hands. I played rugby. We used to tape 40s to all
to
of our rookies.
You used to tape 40s to your wieners, too, probably.
No, just to our rookies' hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. And their job was to keep our beers full all night.
That's so wild. Yeah, but like, yeah, so they would pour your drinks. The idea, though, is that you have
you're
these 40s,
to drink
and
them
yeah, you're supposed to drink yeah. them yourself. And
I was
like,
good at that game.
Yeah, obviously. That's so funny. But with Four Locos, like, that's a next level. And that is, like, send me to the emergency room. Like, I would have to be, I would die.
I'm impressed, like, Canadians have that in their bloodstream, though. Like, they would be good at that Olympic
yeah.
sport.
Yeah.
Like, if there were countries to do that, you got to think
you
the
think
best
Canadians
ones.
Canadians would be
Germany.
The best?
Germany.
I was going to say Germans.
Russians. English
for
can
sure.
hold it. Irish, English, Scottish.
Yeah, I feel
so
like,
UK. We'll say UK.
Yeah, we'll say the UK.
Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, Irish, duh.
Just Wisconsin in general.
Just Wisconsin. Just
yeah, I'll put
state
my state up
Wisconsin.
Against that. I'll put my state up against the whole country. Damn straight I will.
Yeah, that brings back so many scary memories thinking about that. Like, why were we like just so reckless as kids? Like, I can't even imagine. Literally, I have one drink and I want to actually be like committed. Like, someone needs to call like a 5150 on me.
So she said something specific that I had to look up.
What?
She said Cedar Point.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't know if that was like, maybe that's like a big Ohio place.
It is. So it, if you look at this map, as
is it
I'm
way
looking
at the top
at it, so
by Canada,
here's Canada, which this part of Canada is actually in the southern part of Michigan.
Yep.
This little tiny thing right on Lake Erie,
oh, cool.
outside of Sandusky, Ohio, is Cedar Point. So apparently that's a
shout
big
out Cedar
touristy
Point.
Area. Yeah. When we're doing our Midwest tour, Cedar Point might not be a bad place to go.
Yeah.
And do you know why Sandusky, Ohio is a national monument?
Sandusky, Ohio. No, why? I know Sandusky, I feel like, isn't that like construction equipment?
So the what? Reason we all know and love Sandusky, Ohio is
why?
Because that's where Tommy Boy lived in the movie Tommy Boy.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. That's
oh.
the name.
Oh. I thought there was something bigger.
It's one
than
of the greatest movies of all time.
Okay, well, maybe for 95-year-olds like you, but for the rest of us.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Thank you so much for calling in. Yeah, send us, you know, again, send us your Four Locos. If you've done anything wild, let us know.
That's awesome. I still have never had a Four Loko. I never will get to have a Four Loko.
You've
never,
I never
had
a Four
had one, no.
Loko?
No, I never did have one. You mentioned
no,
it
you never had
the
OG Four Loko.
No. And
but you've had,
I never
have
will.
You never even tasted it, right, like even the ones now?
Nope.
Oh, I thought you meant like the OG ones.
I've
but
never
even,
had
like,
a Four Loko.
You're missing out. You would love them, actually, which is so terrifying. That's why you should never have
That's
one.
That's why you should never have one.
You would like them too much. All right. Ready for the next voicemail? The last. The next and the last. Here we go.
Hey, Sam and James. I'm calling in with a fun, spooky story for you guys. So I work as a nurse in the U.S. Navy, and I used to work at a hospital that was built in the 1940s, and on my floor, I was working one night with my coworker, and we had heard, you know, spooky stories throughout the time there. But at 2 o'clock in the morning, we're just sitting there dozing off, and the call bell goes off, no joke, in a room that has been empty for 2 years. So my coworker, being more brave than me, runs in, comes out and says that the call bell in the bathroom had been switched on. Super spooky. So she turns it off, comes back out, and we're like, all right, whatever, that was just weird. No joke, 2 minutes later, goes off again. she ran in the second time with a pair of scissors. Same thing again. I don't know what she was going to do with those scissors, but, you know, anyway. Same thing again. The call light's down. Turn back up. Never happened again, but, yeah, I thought you guys would like that story. Love listening to you guys.
That.
A lot of nurses.
I was just going to, I literally, like, I've never felt cooler. I put this in because this is a great spooky story to the point. And with spooky season upon us.
100%.
You know how much
season.
I love a spooky story. So if you, like, do have a ghost story or, like, and, like, you know, make it, like, something that is, like, you know, that is spooky. It's not, like, you know, I don't know, something, you know, you heard, I don't know. Like, I, you know, that's spooky.
How many times did you say, I don't know there? That's what was spooky. That was spooky as shit.
Shut up! yeah, I love a spooky story. But I also, like, would like to know, like, where were you? Like, in a Navy hospital? Is that what she said?
Yeah, Navy hospital since the 1940s.
Where is it? Can we go?
Can you get us in?
Yeah, can you
what
get us in?
What the hell? We need that important information here. Love that it was concise and to the point, but we need information
and
on how
spooky,
to get there.
And it was spooky. But, like, yeah, like, I need to know where these are because I want to look it up.
My question, and as a nurse, she's in the science world,
yeah,
would be, are there other rooms that have these random calls go off? Yeah. Or was this a total one-off? Like,
and
did it just happen for
room?
No reason?
Yeah. And why were you there?
Damn, you knew my second question. My follow-up would have been,
I know everything.
Did you look up the history of that? Like, what happened there?
Yeah, I need like a little more in the background of the place.
We're going to need you to
call
back
in. You can call back in and tell us.
With an exact
and
address
how do we
and location.
Get there. Yeah, let us know how we get there. Because, like, hospitals are, like, some of the spookiest of the spooky.
Absolutely.
And, like, yeah, again, like, why were you there? Is it still open or is it closed or, like, you know, what's the deal? And, like, is it actually haunted? Like, have there been other experiences there? Like, is this a thing? Like, the bell going off, you know? Has this happened before? That's what I need to know when you guys call in with your spooky stories. But I love a spooky story, and I loved your spooky story, but I need you to call back in. I need more info, and I need the address. And, yeah, with spooky season upon us, any, like, spooky stuff, too, please send them in. Any spooky story, something that's maybe happened to you, a place that you've gone, let us know. Right? James loves a spooky story. What we need is a story that will convince James that ghosts are real.
Have I ever said that ghosts aren't real?
Yes.
What have I said?
You haven't
that?
Said it, but you meant. That's what you mean. You say, I believe their story. I believe that they believe it.
Yeah, of course.
But you don't believe it.
I never said. I just haven't seen one.
You plead the fifth. Real convenient.
Pleading the fifth would not have been giving an answer.
What do you guys think? What do you guys think? Okay.
But yet we didn't land on the moon.
Yeah. See, that's like more like believing ghosts, like believe we land on the moon.
It's more frustrating than fantasy football.
Oh my God. Don't even bring that back up. So anyways, if you would love to leave us a secret, a spooky secret, something weird Americans do, a nudist colony, call us in at
SpeakPipe.
That's speakpipe.com, SpeakPipe.com. Did I say that? I spelled that right.
Yeah, you spelled that right.
/ Weird and Proud Pod, all one word, and I'll put it in the description too. But we love your voicemails. I'm trying to get through them. I know, and again, you probably noticed, like, I try and, like, mix them up so they're not all the same in the same episode.
You've been heard.
I've been going back for, like, a month. Like, I'll go back for, like, a month. So, like, if it's been a couple weeks, like, just know, like, you're still in there. But yeah, what a great week. What a great ending to the summer. Summer went by too fast, but isn't that the way the world works? And we're excited for a fun fall. We do have some fun announcements coming up with the live tour to Midwest. And we do already have Iowa. We're definitely coming to Iowa. We're definitely coming to Chicago. We're definitely coming to Minneapolis. Well, hopefully Minneapolis, but Minnesota, and we'll be in Wisconsin.
Yes.
There's not, like, a ton of, like, comedy clubs in Wisconsin, though. Got to be real. Unless we want to go to Milwaukee, which is, like, all the way on the other side of the state where your family is not.
Which is right next to Chicago, though, so.
Oh, yeah. So just come to Chicago. Direction. Yeah, if you live near there, come to the Chicago, right? Is that not too far? How far is Milwaukee from Chicago?
2-ish hours.
Oh, it is. Damn it. I'll have to look at the map. I like literally am so bad at geography.
No. You're so good at it.
There's no way. Anyways, we love you guys so much. Hope you have a great anti-labor day. Down with the labor. Stick it to the man. And we love you so much. And
put on a Hawaiian shirt.
Put on a Hawaiian shirt.
Listen to one Jimmy Buffett song.
Yeah.
Grab a beer, a shot of tequila.
Pour one out for Jimmy. We love you guys.
Oh, you guys are the best. See you next week. Thank you for listening.
Love you, weirdos.